Lebanon's new government and debt-friendly churches bookend today's Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First, a close-up look at what's going on with Lebanon's latest leaders and the next steps for government. And then later, we'll explore connection and why it's so important for deaf Christians. We'll start today with Lebanon, which has a new government in place. The new prime minister is a previous unknown. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says Hassan Diab is a former education minister and university professor.
What happens next is approval process from the parliament. That will take about 2 weeks to confirm everything and make sure that happens. This new government was formed after Hezbollah and its allies clinched a deal with the cabinet for the country to tackle some of its worst economic problems that it's had in its history.
Not everyone trusts him, though, so what he needs is a vote of confidence.
His first big issue is to solve the economic crisis. And that is huge. And one of the great ways he could solve that is if he appeals to the Arab countries around Lebanon, and they all say, yes, we like what your plans, we like what you're doing.
Because of the economic crisis, the ministry team adjusted some of their goals and schedules. However, Adam is quick to add that in whatever they do, Heart for Lebanon wants to make disciples of Jesus. Join Heart for Lebanon as they pray through this predicament.
We pray for wisdom, we pray for unity, so we can reach many, and I'm talking about unity within our staff and within the faith-based community in Lebanon.
In our next story, we'll look at the impact of these protests on ministries. For some, they're halting mission work. And while the protests have been mainly peaceful, local mission organizations are seeing many teams cancel the trips. Pierre Hosny from Horizons International says,
in October, the protests broke out here in Beirut, and we actually had several mission teams that were here at the time. And a lot of them just got locked down in, you know, in their hotels or in their guest houses. And as soon as they got out of Lebanon, just other teams started canceling.
Horizons International works with over 400 international visitors each year, and the cancellation of mission teams has set them back financially this year.
We actually lost a lot of revenue, which has been difficult because, you know, that money is also needed to be supporting refugees, to be supporting the ministries. And so that's another difficulty that was caused. But thankfully, teams are starting to come back.
Hosni explains that Horizons International always advises teams on whether or not it's safe for mission work. Right now, they're telling teams they can come back to Lebanon. So would you continue to pray for the ministries in Lebanon?
Often we'll just find alternative ways to serve. Instead of going to the Bekaa Valley, we'll just do house visits among refugees that are in Lebanon. So we're finding ways to do that.
And you may remember us telling you about Deaf Bible Society's new online tool, Deaf Church Where. It maps where people can find deaf accessible churches. Speaking through an interpreter, Ryan Sims with Deaf Bible Society says, Deaf Church Where is also a connection resource for pastors of deaf churches.
You have to understand, in the deaf community, it's very spread out. And so finding pastors can be very scarce. I, being a pastor myself, can reach out to another church and I can talk about the frustrations that I have and some of the stress that I have, and to see if that person has any wisdom and advice that they can give me, and we can come together and pray.
Parents with deaf children can also use Deaf Church Where to find congregations with sign language resources for their kids.
Instead of going to a church where these deaf kids might experience frustration not being able to actually hear the message, and that frustration causes a resistance because they've had traumatic experiences growing up in the church. And we don't want to have that form of trauma anymore. We want people to actually experience God's word because it's sweet as honey.
If your church is deaf accessible, have your church register with Deaf Church Where. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.